With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Rideshare drivers for services like Uber and Lyft may soon be required to speak English if their companies want to do business with the federal government. Oklahoma Congressman Joss Brakeen introduced a so-called Uber Act in the U.S. House, and he says it is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill.
If you are contracting with the federal government and you are a driving company, a Lyft company, Uber company, those type of setup, then you will have to ensure that your drivers know how to read, speak English. We're all aware, whether it be commercial driver's license in states that have allowed drivers to not be able to understand the road signs yet be driving 85,000 pound rigs. We think if you're a professional driver in this situation, you ought to have the basics of knowing what the road signs are telling you.
The Oklahoma Republicans' legislation seeks to bar non-English speaking drivers from federal contracts, ensuring any rideshare driver can communicate with passengers and clearly understand all traffic laws. Senator Tom Cotton says it's hard to negotiate with his colleagues on the other side of the aisle.
Most Democrats are willing to shut down the entire government, and in 2 weeks we'll be willing to shut down DHS. Before they would permit funding for immigration enforcement, period.
Democrats still holding up new funding for the Department of Homeland Security. The Seattle Seahawks won Super Bowl 60 last night, marking the team's second Super Bowl victory. Here's Andrew Stewart.
Defense became the driving force behind this championship. Seahawks players Devin Witherspoon, Derek Hall, and the rest of Seattle's ferocious defense pummeled New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold tossed a touchdown pass to A.J. Barner, while teammate Kenneth Walker III ran for 135 yards. Seahawks kicker Jason Myers set a Super Bowl record by making all five of his field goal tries.
That is Andrew Stewart, and this is SRN News. Americans being asked their opinion about capital punishment. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Michael Harrington reporting.
A local architect in Turkey is on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church that was long a beacon of her hometown's past. Buse Gul believes restoring the church, left mostly in ruins by the earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help locals to reconnect with the city of Antakya. It's years after planning, campaigning, and fundraising, Gul's team recently uncovered the foundations of St. Paul's Church. This is SRN News. And now, here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
A trial focused on whether Meta misrepresented the safety of its platforms when it comes to the dangers of child sexual exploitation is set to start in New Mexico. Opening statements are scheduled for today. It's the first standalone trial from state prosecutors in a stream of lawsuits against major social media companies over harm to youngsters. Kroger has named former Walmart executive Greg Foran its chief executive officer. Foran joins Kroger 11 months after its previous CEO, Rodney McMullen, abruptly resigned following an internal investigation into his personal conduct. Foran led Walmart's U.S. division for 6 years before departing in 2019. While there, he introduced online ordering and pickup and accelerated Walmart's digital capability. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.